USDA announcing a $12 billion farmer aid package, you know, that may provide some relief for losses due to tariff. Initial thoughts on this funding? I know we don't know much yet, correct?
So we had the opportunity as State Farm Bureau presidents across the whole nation to have a conference call with USDA last week about this. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of detail. There's three components to it. There's going to be a direct payment component, a commodity buying component, and then also a market access to increase new markets and expand existing ones, you know, that do exist out there. So it's a three-tiered deal. You know, we appreciate that the administration and the congressional folks that were calling for this and Secretary Perdue, their thoughtfulness in keeping the producers and the farmers and ranchers in mind. But, you know, we're not exactly sure that this is the right, absolute right thing to do. You know, anytime you come out with this kind of a direct payment thing, is it going to distort markets? Is it going to, you know, keep those out there in the world that are buying our commodities from aggressively buying and just kind of sitting back because they know that the farmers are going to get a check in the mail from the government, so they think they'll sell at a cheaper price. So all those things come with a government program. Like I said, we don't want to diminish that. We're appreciative that farmers and ranchers are at the forefront of the thought of the Trump administration. But, you know, let's get the deals done. We support him going after and fixing these things, but let's get it expediently done and get those markets back, and then we don't have to have them government payments. Well, and there's a lot of things to figure out. I mean, how are they? They've got to figure out a loss factor, and they don't quite have that figured out, and I don't think they exactly know how they're going to approach that loss factor. You know, the other thing we question is, how do you figure in those folks that took advantage of a market run-up in April and did some pre-forward contracting and protected themselves? How do you figure that in? And then do you punish those because they did take those contract opportunities at some good market prices? And those that didn't for one reason or another, now do they, you know, do you reward someone that didn't do that? And that's where the market distortion comes in. And how do you really determine a true loss? What's attributed to the trade talks and what isn't attributed to the trade talks? You know, we've got right now some great reports out there, and there'll be another one coming here shortly on the corn and soybean crop out there. And, you know, how much of the downward push in the price was just, you know, tremendous crop conditions at the time. And so there's a lot of questions in that, and I wouldn't, you know, let's put it this way, I wouldn't want to be the USDA folks trying to figure out how to keep equality in this and how you figure those ratios.